Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 2nd of July 2023. Today's topic is, Do Not Be Deceived. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 through 5. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Yea shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Yea shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Yea shall not surely die. Verse 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Key verse. Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Yea shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Satan has not changed, just the way he deceived Adam and Eve many years ago, he deceives today. He lied to Eve and did not tell her the effect of eating the fruit God asked them not to eat. He told her only a small part of the whole story. She was deceived. Satan also deceived Judas Iscariot. Satan told him only the seemingly sweet part of the plan. He did not know he would not even spend the 30 pieces of silver he collected from the enemies of Jesus, and that he would die and go to hell. He was deceived. The devil does not tell anyone the consequence of disobedience, stealing, lying, etc. Just like a bait on a hook used in catching fishes, there is more to the enjoyment that Satan presents when he comes with the temptation to sin. The consequence is evil and deadly. Don't be deceived. Repent and turn away from your sin if you are still a sinner. If you are already a friend of Jesus, tell the truth always, even if you would be corrected or punished. Read and meditate on God's word every day, ask God for grace to overcome temptations, and victory will be yours in Jesus' name. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, help me today to overcome all the deceptions from Satan. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 1 to 3.